what everybody wants to know is, like, where have you been this past, like, the DPG releases that has been coming out there, and you haven't had a beat on there?
Like, which one? Like, the Dog Pound?
Yeah.
Well, one of the songs that I did for the, I did a couple songs for the Dog Pound, and then, one of them because half of the time they was working on it, I was working on something else, so I figured I'd come in on the back end and contribute my end, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, when I got to the end of it, one of the songs that I did had Nate Dogg on it, and Nate Dogg, since they were on COTS, they didn't have enough money in the budget to pay for Nate Dogg, so they had to take that song off. So that was one that got taken off, and then the other one, me and Corrupt decided that we were going to keep for his album, so, you know.
Okay.
That's why I didn't get it. It wasn't nothing more than that.
All right. What made you get into, start producing and shit back in the days?
Just DJing and breakdancing and all that stuff that goes along with hip-hop, you know what I mean?
Okay, who influenced you, like, to start doing that?
To start producing?
Yeah.
Shit, just like, you know, some of the people that I used to listen to when I used to DJ, like Mantronix and Dr. Dre, Marley Marl, the Bomb Squad, Hank Shockley and them.
Okay.
Sir Jinx, DJ Pooh, Muggs, all them, you know, those are the cats that I used to listen to that I used to like, damn, I just hope how they make them beats. I want to learn how to do that shit too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, you know, were you born in the United States or in Palestine?
No, I was born in Flint, Michigan.
Okay. And have you ever been to Palestine?
Yeah, I've been there like 3 times.
Okay. And, you know, what's your views on people who, you know, talk about how rough it is and ghettos and stuff and how gangster they are when you come from a region that has been, like, people that have been courageously fighting for their lives against brutal, oppressive regime of Israel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what's your views on that? Like you don't ever act tough and people from there don't act tough like that.
We're from over there?
Yeah.
I wouldn't tell you that people is acting tough out there. People is just, that's just a natural reaction to the environment that they live in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're not trying to be tough, or they're not trying to, you know, like, I mean, they're not trying to, you know.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, you know, when you hear people talking on records and shit, bragging about shit, you think about it twice like that. What are they talking about, like?
I mean, I don't think about it twice. It's just like every person in my environment that they come from.
Yeah.
You know, that's their environment, you know what I'm saying? If you're from Compton and, you know, you grow up in a project and shit and you know, there ain't no outlook for you to get a job because it's just where you live at, there ain't nothing for you, and the police is on you for doing whatever little thing you can do to make money, then that's the environment that you grew up in, and that's how your reaction is going to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In Palestine or the Middle East, you know, not just Palestine anymore, Iraq, Palestine, and Lebanon. You know, people live under a constant aggression and threat, not just from the police, I mean military aggression,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bombs, airplanes, helicopters, missiles, you know, from a government that's, you know, a state sponsor of terrorism. So this is a different environment, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Have you ever worked with any Middle Eastern rappers or singers?
Yeah, I'm working with this group called Damn. They're from Palestine.
Okay,
doing some
tight stuff
with them. I'm going out there to Jordan on October 23rd to do some music out there and to DJ this peace festival out there too. So.
Yeah, they build a wall against the entire state of Palestine. Like many people out here don't even know about that shit. Like, what can we do to get people's minds open?
What you could do is, you know, go on the internet and read about it on the internet, about the real things that's going on now, what you see on the news, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, they're building a wall around a people's country, and America just standing by and just letting it happen pretty much.
Yeah.
It's like apartheid all over again, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But worse.
Yeah.
So, and it's just a land grab. They're just stealing people's land out there. And then when people fight back, they want to ask, oh, they're being terrorists. You know, they're trying to attack us. But you know, who attacks who first? Occupies whose country? And you know, Israel. Like this week, we have the United Nations here. And the United Nations, not one time, if any country from the United Nations was to let happen to what happened in Palestine, and you know, I don't know what those countries would do. So it's a really sad situation out there.
You did at least your part. Like, you released two songs talking about, you had rappers talking about it, the stop movement. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the anti-war songs.
Yeah, anti-war songs. Like, do you have a part three coming up?
Yeah, we got a part three we're working on right now.
Who's on there?
I'm not going to say any names until we get it all, you know, situated, but it's going to be a star-studded cast, just like the last time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to try to do that once a year, too, so.
Okay, tight. You know, let's go back in time. Like, how did you hook up with the Dog Pound and Snoop?
I hooked up with the Dog Pound and Snoop through, me and Xzibit used to be roommates, and Xzibit was working on his album. Superfly was producing some of it, so Superfly was coming over to the house, and I met Superfly, and I gave him a beat CD, and he took my beat CD to Daz and Corrupt, and, you know, told me to come down to the studio, and that was the first time I ever met them all.
Okay. Were they, like, cool at first and shit? How were Snoop, like, first time you met him?
Oh, they was hella cool. Like, when I walked in the room, they were all writing to my beat. And then Snoop pulled me aside and was like, you know, Superfly was like, you know, Superfly and Dabs were like, hey, that's Fred Reck. He's the one that did that beat. And so he pulled me aside. This was like when he was kind of just leaving No Limit and was telling me, you know, he was like, hey, man, I'm going to be starting a new record label called Doghouse Records.
Yeah.
You know, and I want you to come, you know, produce for me if you ain't doing nothing.
Damn. So,
I come up to my house this weekend so I can holler at you about it. So I was like, all right, cool.
Damn.
So I went out to his house that weekend, and shit, it's been going strong ever since.